What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, millennials. Welcome back to the Morning Toast Patreon. Thank you so much for being here. This is your fifth and final episode for the month of March. Mm-hmm. And we are so excited to be joined by a huge celebrity. It is Bean Soffer, celebrity, joining us. It's about time that you came on and, you know, answered for some of your sins. Hello, Ben. Thank you so much for being here.
Podcaster, business owner, CEO.
Celebrity. Will you just do me a favor, podcaster? Will you move your microphone closer to your mouth? Just pull it back. Yeah.
I never have these issues on The Good Guys. I'm just saying.
Sure. So Ben is here. Thank you so much for being here.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Now, we, you know, surveyed the group. We got a bunch of questions for you about what's going on in your life. Mm. But I wanted to, before we dive into those questions, I think we needed, you know, like a catch up, a talk, because you've been a major point of discussion on The Toast in recent weeks.
Yes.
And I thought maybe we should go through what's been going on, giving you a chance to defend yourself. It's only fair.
Yes. Well, this most recent episode of Good Guys, if you haven't checked it out, yeah. I do go into a little bit of it. So I don't want to spoil it.
It's not going to spoil. Much, but let's start at the beginning.
Fine. Honestly, go list it all out one by one.
Okay.
And I will comment and defend myself. Okay. Because all I want to say is what has been transpiring is fucked up. I am being mistreated in the media.
Yeah.
I'm being dragged. I've since hired legal counsel. Tom Girardi. Is that his name?
Nice. Very yes, nice, very right? good.
Nice.
Okay, do you feel like, you know, like I have been lying about what's happened? Am I telling the truth, or you just don't feel like, what do you feel?
Some things you are telling the truth about, some things you are not giving enough context on,
okay,
and thus villainizing me.
Okay, so let's dive in. The first thing, which is small potatoes compared to everything else, Ben Soffer, celebrity.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is just a funny story. This is all on me. Did you tell the full story?
Or I did. But feel free to tell it, because I feel like I wasn't there, actually.
In Portugal, at a lovely bar, talking with some friends. By the way, is there music playing?
Oh my God, there is. Thank you so much. There's music in the background. It probably didn't get picked up in the audio, but like, LOL.
Yeah, I'm just thinking to myself, like, is somebody singing?
That's
like,
so funny. Oh my God.
By the way, are you both deaf?
No, you probably couldn't have heard it, but it's fine. Continue. Okay.
In Portugal, hanging out with some friends at Brian's birthday bash. It was the night at the bar, drag night. And talking to a new friend, Garrett,
mm-hmm.
and any new person that I meet, I need to let them know that there is a photo of me that exists on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
That if they were to come across it, they should know that I do not endorse it.
Yep.
It should be removed.
Agreed.
And offensive. I look like Rosie O'Donnell.
It's offensive.
It's offensive.
Yeah, I agree.
It's offensive, right?
The picture, by the way, is not that bad.
It's horrendous.
Okay, but you don't like it. Okay.
Rosacea.
Yeah.
Rosie.
Yeah.
Rosie
yeah.
O'Donnell.
You're putting the rose in Rosie.
Yes. And
who's a beautiful woman, by the way, but she is a woman.
She's
and
a beautiful
not.
Woman that I don't want to look like.
Yeah, you're not that's a
right.
woman. Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, it's
right?
fine.
Totally fine. And To find that, it's on a website called Famous Birthdays. So,
which, for those who don't know, is a database of birthdays of people of certain notoriety. They have a very low bar for who they let
very low bar.
Like, the day I started my Instagram, I got put on there. So it's cool to be on there, but like, everyone's on there.
Very low bar. But the way that I find that picture of myself,
right,
now that Famous Birthdays has since changed it, is I type into Google Ben Soffer celebrity, because it's the first thing that comes up.
How did you discover that?
Because I must have Googled it. Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, look, you look through these things. Sometimes you Google, you probably Google more than me. Ben Soffer net worth, just to see how much people think you have, yeah, when in reality you have none of it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I actually, personally, I stay away from Google. I don't Google myself for anything because it's too upsetting, but I know what you mean.
Yeah. So Googled Ben Soffer celebrity, showed Garrett the picture of me. We were laughing, terrible, put the phone back in my pocket. But I didn't like X out of the browser. It was just open. Our friend Encore comes up to me, and Taylor Donahue come up to me, and we're talking about Blink-182.
Right.
Because I actually could talk about it here. Spurt Society just sold into UBS Arena,
right,
home of the Islanders.
Yes.
And now that we are part of the UBS family, of course we're going to take advantage of their ability to give us tickets.
Of course.
And one of those...
So you were flexing, like, oh, you guys want to go to Blink-182?
You guys want to go to Blink-182? Would love to take you.
To
right?
supply.
Let me just figure out what the date of the concert is. So I pull out my phone to do it, and before I can even type it, Encore's like, what is that? Ben Soffer celebrity. And then my life was over.
Wow, Turdy, what a great episode. I can't wait to hear the rest.
Thanks, Jax. If you too want to hear the rest of this fabulous episode with Ben and have him answer for his sins, head over to patreon.com/thetoast for a full episode. If you head over to patreon.com/thetoast and sign up today, you'll get access to over 200 episodes, podcasts, vlogs, and videos. Like, you'll be able to watch our famous mukbang vlogs, our travel vlogs, our recent pregnancy Q&A with Queen Jackie O. We also do monthly live shows on Patreon called Freaking Fred. We also have vlogs like Jackie's road to getting her license, and of course, in-depth beauty, skincare, and hair care routines from Turdy Lou and Jackie O. So head over to patreon.com/thetoast if you enjoyed this little tidbit, and have an amazing weekend. Love ya.
Bye.